Could you please ask Ion about these obvious similarities and whether they might be the same multi-entity, quote, multi-entity that is being channeled?
Well, we aren't channeling. We aren't a channel. We aren't something you tune to. You can't come to us for news at 11, although we offer it many, many, many times. A channel is an individual frequency that you attune to. Well, we're not. We are the interstellar pathways that all human creators are not tuned into that is actually part of them. Now, let's just get this clear.
Yeah.
For example, when you go to your looky doctor that's going to look up your skirt tail to see if you're all there, or the first thing they're going to do, they're going to look at you. They're going to take your blood pressure to see if you have pressure, tension of any kind. They're going to stick a thermometer somewhere in you, and they're going to get your temperature. So, therefore, your temperature that you are, does that mean that that is a channel? Is your body heat a channel? No. They just see if it's elevated or if it's basically pretty normal with everyone else. So everyone has a temperature. Some are a little high, some are a little low, but they have a temperature, a core temperature, okay? Well, that's like non-physical and the engagement thereof. You don't have to get a prescription so you can have a body temperature.
Yeah, everyone has an ion or a non-physical.
And you don't have to go have a channel, you a fever.
So what is happening when channel? Is channel an actual phenomenon, channeling?
Yes, yes. There's the English channel.
Oh, okay. No.
It really is. There's really an English channel. People swim across it.
I know. I've swum it myself.
There's the Spice channel, too.
What?
There's the Spice channel.
Yeah. So, Ion, what is happening when Bashar comes through, whoever that is, or when Seth comes through? We'll call that channeling. Can we call that channeling?
Please yourself.
So what is going on when an entity is coming through a person as opposed to what's happening?
We have no idea.
Ah, so it's a creation by humans.
Apparently.
Does it engage the soul levels, the astral plane, whatever is not obvious to our chemical body science?
Now that was a cheeky little way to try to get it out there, wasn't it? Carolyn, you may have to clean that one up a bit. All that's happening is that human creators, it's clear that human creators have powers more than they know. And any time a human creator, if you want to use JW, okay, fine, as a human creator and say this anomalous thing happens to him, well, we're saying that it can happen for everyone. And he is. And that engagement and that plugging in, if that's what you want to call it, to the power that you already have in your beingness, complete, ready to go, systems ready, then you have all knowledge. There is no future. There is no past except in your now, because you keep changing both of them around within the confines of your now. So if that be the case, then anytime you turn on your toaster, then you're not electrifying your toast. You're turning on your toaster. So you already have this. So if you allow that to be used to make you have a happier day because you had warm, nice, buttery, laced toast, then that made it better than it would have been just having stone cold bread.
When people have private readings with Ion, with you, they are talking and querying their self.
They are allowing their very own non-physical to have a say in the matter.
And so that's a beginning point where they hear non-physical speak to them.
They realize that it resonates with them. Well, gosh, Bob, you've done one or two readings, we think.
Yes.
And you see their lives change precipitously because it starts working. Once you realize that you just put the bread in the slot, you push the little button down, put it on two so it doesn't get too done, and then you don't have to do a thing. And when it gets through, pop, the toast comes out. And then all you got to do is get it and let it slide down your throat hole. And once you realize how that works, it's almost like a tutorial on how to operate the toaster. A toasterism 101.